Welcome to the Vineyard Church Weekly Message Podcast. We hope that you will be encouraged and challenged today as you listen to a message from one of our speakers. Prepare your heart and get ready to receive a word from God today.
How many of you are visiting us for the very first time here at the church? Just raise your hand. We'll ask you to do something awkward. No, we really won't. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. How many of you first time ever at the Vineyard? Just a couple? You can raise your hand. If anyone doesn't recognize the person next to him, just point at him and say, they're new. I'm kidding. I'm just curious. We get a lot of visitors on baptism weekend because there are so many folks that are going to share their stories, their God stories, their testimonies. And so I just was curious about that. I'm supposed to actually do something. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to pray for the offering. So let me do my job. I do want to say to you, thank you so much for your generosity towards the church. Last weekend we had a great offering, and during the summer, what often happens is people take vacations, which are awesome. But please don't take a vacation from the offering. Last week we made budget. It was wonderful, and that doesn't always happen in the summer. But just a reminder, ministry, we tend to just keep leaning into ministry here at the Vineyard. So your generosity into the offering really does help us do that. So let me pause and pray about the offering. Father, we just simply pause. Lord, I just know that you feel the sense of love when we do many things for you. But one of those things is when we give financially. So as many of us participate in the offering this weekend. Hope that you'll feel loved. And I do pray, Father, that you would take every dollar that comes into this church and do the most amount of ministry possible. Give us phenomenal wisdom with any financial decision of the church, because we want to see tons of ministry happen. Ministry around here, ministry out in our city, and even ministry around the world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So the service will be filled, not just this service, but the all of our services this weekend will be filled with testimonies, and we're going to start off with one.
I'll start off. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I went to CCD, and I did all the sacraments, like baptism and First Communion and all of that. I always was the good kid, and I believed I was following the church, but in high school I started to realize that it kind of was empty. It felt a little bit like I was going through the motions, and there wasn't really more to it. And it actually took me years to realize that there even was more to be had there. And by the time I was in college, I started to explore other churches and other venues. I started going to Campus Crusade for Christ Nights, also known as CRU at Purdue, and for a Catholic, that was totally overwhelming. I joined the Lutheran ministry there for a few years, and that was actually a really good experience. Once I got back from college, I started looking for a church home. I kind of started exploring other churches in the area, and then a friend invited me to the Vineyard here, and it was just really inspiring and eye-opening to be in a place where so many people clearly had a relationship with Jesus and were living it out. It was something I wanted, and I didn't really know how to get there. In 2014, some of you might know the story about my dad. He had a pretty bad stroke and was very, very nearly died. He was only given a 5% chance of living, and even then, if he did, it was likely that he was just going to be a vegetable. And happily, through my extended family, they got people all around the world to pray for him and pray for healing. And he bounced back. He came back, and he's doing very well today. And he's actually with us today. He's clearly not a vegetable. He's learning to walk again. He's doing very well, and I really think that the prayer and turning to God for that was the big factor in making that happen. That experience helped me to help bring me to a point where I was almost ready to commit, but I was actually just really scared. But in the past year or so, with the example and encouragement of some lovely people in my life, I finally realized one Sunday morning, I was actually in a marriage class with Alan Mock and my fiance, and we it just kind of hit me like a brick that I needed Jesus and I was ready for it. Mm-hmm. And it was a really amazing thing to experience. And it hasn't really been long since then, since I did that, but ever since, it's like there's just been a lot more peace in my life and just a lot more calm. It's been good.
So. Thank you. Everybody say hi, Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Hello, everybody. My husband and I were baptized in November 2014. I'm choosing to be baptized again to proclaim the working of a gracious Savior, Jesus. The beginning of an answer prayer, the first of 10 grandchildren to make the commitment to Christ and to be baptized. Mm-hmm. The knowing of God of an early age, but didn't know Him. Coming from a family that only went to church on Easter and Christmas. In my search, I began visiting many different churches. I went to a Mennonite church and camp, and that's when my first encounter accepting Christ. But through many years, I would have growth, and then something would happen, and I would fall away. Then I would pick up and try again. Looking back at my walk, I've been shown I have a trust factor. I had the knowledge that I can trust Jesus, but I did not have the revelation. The great teaching that I have absorbed here at the Vineyard have consumed my heart. The Holy Spirit's revelation of Jesus' love for me is overwhelming at times. To the end of my tongue and my heart and everything glorious within me may sing praises to you. I will give thanks to you forever.
Kate, you doing good?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Look at these nice people. All of them but four look really kind.
Okay. When I was little, I had an amazing life until I turned 3. When I was 3 years old, my dad left, but my brother's dad stepped in and decided to be my dad in my life. Then I didn't understand who Jesus was. After I grew up, I went to church and decided to be a Christian. And then everyone grew up to pray, so I prayed to Jesus. Note that I prayed for every little silly thing I saw on sight, and I never got my prayers answered, so I stopped believing. One day, I got news that my babysitter had gotten breast cancer. For a while, then I prayed for her to live to Jesus every day. A few months later, she was cancer-free. Then I believed in Jesus again, and I have to say back to my dad, Jesus, last Father's Day weekend, I finally realized when my dad left and my brother's dad came back that I realized that Jesus had a plan for me to have a better life.
Great. Thanks, Kate. Hi, Dagan. You doing okay? Everybody say real quietly, hi, Dagan. All right, buddy, you'll be fine. There you go.
We were in bed when Mommy was talking to me about heaven and hell and Jesus and sin and how because of sin we can't go to heaven. Unless we ask Jesus to save us from our sin and live in our hearts. So I asked my dad to pray with me. And he did. That's when Jesus came to live in my heart.
Brandon,
how you doing?
Everybody say hi, Brandon.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I did not grow up in a church home. The only church experience I had was with my best friend and his family growing up. I would occasionally go to Sunday service and youth group on Wednesdays. At the time, I was 14 years old, and I remember one weekend at a church 3-on-3 basketball tournament, there was a guest preacher speaking, and he did an altar call in the gym. I went forward with my friend and was saved. After this, I did not change much. I wasn't a bad person, but something was still missing. About a year ago, my wife's sister, Michelle, and her husband, Tim, invited us to attend the Vineyard with them, so we started attending. I really felt Pastor Mark's messages influenced and changed my outlook in so many ways to better understand what I was missing and needed. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Mark gave a message and said we must be born again and asked anyone who has been prompted by God to come forward. My heart and my chest started thumping, and I felt extremely nervous. Then he said you would know it if you were being called because your heart would be pounding and you would feel uncomfortable. This means God is calling you. So I came forward and asked for forgiveness for my sins and became born again.
This is a whole family group here. Hi, Bryn. Everybody whisper, hi, Bryn. Can you step up here?
I prayed for Jesus to help me listen to Jesus and God, and for God to help the people that are sick and make them better, and for God to forgive us and save us all. Me and my mom and my dad will work together to obey no matter what. And Jesus died on the cross to save us from sin.
Okay, it's okay.
You did a great job. Thanks, Bryn. You want to say hi, Sarah?
Hi. Sorry, I'm a crier. I apologize. Before I was changed, I always believed in God. I believed in heaven. But I believed that heaven was a place where only good people went. I believed that you had to be good enough and do good enough to earn getting to heaven. Going to church or exploring the idea of church just didn't work for me because I was a very selfish person. I was busy living my life for me. I was so selfish, I put myself in front of every other person. Every other life, even my own children. Despite my selfishness, God called me anyway. Sorry. I was a bad person and a sinner, but Jesus loves me anyway. I didn't go to church, but he found me anyway. One day I felt a presence when I was running alongside a stretch of road by the lake. I felt called to pray for some members of my family. My brother-in-law and sister frequently would be in my thoughts and prayers. During that season, those two family members started attending the Vineyard. They invited my family and I to come. I continued to feel the call from God. I loved attending the church and hearing the messages, but I couldn't open my heart completely.
Goodness. You're doing great.
When I would hear about forgiveness, I just could not accept it. I was a bad person that deserved to be punished. I was not worthy of such a gift. I just could not embrace that there was a kind of love and selfishness that existed like the kind that God has for all of us. That he would give his son, Jesus, for me. I was such a sinner, and I still am. But he has forgiven me. There is nothing that cannot be forgiven. I have accepted his forgiveness and his love. I feel so free. Like the heaviest weight has been lifted. I am so grateful. Now I want to share the love and forgiveness that only Jesus can provide, especially with my children. I know you don't have to be good enough. You just have to accept Jesus and give him your heart. I have, and I am forever grateful.
Oh, that may have been the best testimony I've ever heard. Sorry. I really related to that one. Anybody relate to that was a both eye cry session. Just the reality of God's gift. Folks, there is no way we can pay our way to forgiveness. On our best day, we're way short of good. And so, so God has the answer to that. He sent Christ. And so there. Everybody say hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Jeff, and I'm 60 years old. And while I've been saying I've been a Christian, I didn't do it until I was 60. While I've been one who has always followed the golden rule, it has been recent that I have accepted Jesus as my Savior. I have been reluctant to take the plunge. I did so this Easter here. I was moved to join Marty when she got up with others during service and heard a voice that said, "Not make an eternal mistake." And I stood up, joining the Lord with Marty, Pastor Mark, and others. And I found great peace, becoming one with Jesus. I have much to learn and experience, and I hope God forgives me, and I hope to help others. Thank you.
Hey, Marty, just a second. You said something. Hey, did you guys catch here in Marty's testimony not to make an eternal mistake? Where was that at? That's really good. I heard a voice say to not make an eternal mistake. And that's just a good word. I appreciate you taking the time to write that out. Yeah, absolutely. Marty, come on over. Everybody say, hi, Marty.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, I'm Marty Bonowitz. Jeff and I have actually been together for about 11 years now. And I went to another church for like 8 years without Jeff. And then he came a couple of times. And then a couple of friends of ours had told us about Vineyard. We came to Vineyard.
A little bit closer.
We came to Vineyard.
There we go.
And I just had to keep coming back because Jeff was not going to leave Vineyard. He loves this church. So I've been praying for 8 years for Jeff to come to the Lord, and thank God he did. At the age of 14, I was in a youth group, Baptist church, and my parents didn't go to church. I was there because all my friends were there. I accepted God and was baptized 2 weeks later. I've always considered myself saved. I knew Jesus died for me. Since coming to Vineyard, I realized, though, through a small group and Alan Mock, we've talked quite a bit, and we talked about some of us that are playing church. Well, I definitely wasn't following God like I knew I should. So I told him I feel really bad because I was one of those playing church, and I just realized it maybe 2 months ago. I became addicted to drugs at the age of 25, and I was addicted to cocaine, meth, and whatever else, alcohol, hanging out in bars, and just what I called having fun, socializing. Well, my socializing lasted for 14 years, and I came to a point where my boyfriend at the time told me one night, "Marty, it's either cocaine or it's me." I said, "Get out of my house." That is when I lost it. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed until I fell asleep. And because I said, "I can't quit. I can't. There's no way." Well, I woke up renewed. I reached out to God like in no way I thought I ever could. And God reached out and pulled me out of that. I never went to a formal rehab, and I have not touched anything in probably 14, 15 years. I honestly feel like I lived through it. God wanted me to live through it. And so I could be like Jesus and walk and talk about the light at the end of the tunnel of sobriety, I feel like. I got involved with Steve Huffman with Project Warm 5 years ago. I've been volunteering for 5 years, and Dana. We're all serious volunteers for Project Warm. And I tell those guys down there, because they are on the street, they're addicted, very addicted, and they say, "Why do you come here?" I said, "Because this is why I'm alive. God kept me alive to tell others about Jesus. And I can't wait to be baptized again, because this time Jeff and I are walking together. And that's why he let me live."
Everyone say hi, Karen.
I was raised in a Christian home and accepted Christ at a very early age. However, I spent years pretending to be a Christian, although my life was not anywhere near what I thought Christ would want it to be. It wasn't until after I was married and had a child of my own that I realized how empty I was, and I knew I wanted to dedicate my life and my family to Christ. Now, 30-some years later, I'm once again feeling a pull on my life that not just to be a receiver of God's many blessings, but to rededicate myself to Jesus. My prayer is that I can draw closer to Christ and be willing to live out his plan for my life.
Karen said, "Am I done?"
Yeah, for now, I guess.
Come on. You sharing first, Renee, and then
yes. Come up. All right.
Everybody say hi, Renee. Step right up here, nice and close.
Hi. My name is Renee, and my testimony goes like this. I'm currently 53 years old and have always had God in my life, but after coming to grips with God and becoming a believer, I realized that today my God is a different God. As a child, I was made to go to church with my siblings or get punished, so I went because I had to. My parents never went. I quit going to church as soon as I was old enough to make an adult decision on my own. Fast forward to 2009, I was going through a divorce and became a person that was just a mess. I hated my life and wanted my happiness back. I wasn't suicidal, but would pray to God every night, "Please just don't let me wake up in the morning." Sure enough, I would wake up. I reached a point that I felt like I was crashing. I couldn't go on any further. On 4/8/09, I went to my boss and I told her that I was having difficulty with my divorce and that I needed a change. I asked her if I could start going to church with her. I asked if she would help me with some of the work programs that we had, counseling, etc. She was amazed that I came to this conclusion. I explained to her it wasn't that easy. I had spent the last 2 days previous to this in my bedroom just begging and praying and bawling and crying. Dear God, if you're really there, please, please tell me. Show me what to do. I told her that I have never in my life felt so close to God and hell at the same time. And if I would have heard a voice that said, jump off a bridge, I would have done it. My boss talked me. My boss had me talk to a mutual friend who I thought was well-balanced. I've known her for 30 years through work. Well, this person led me to others who also led me right back to God, the God that I have today, the God that I have faith and trust in. I believe that God led me on this route that I have taken to get me closer to him, to show me that he is here with me. I believe. I know that Jesus has died for our sins. Since God has made it well known that he is here for me, I have gained peace and serenity in my life. I have been being honest with myself regarding my sinful ways, which included more than just being selfish, jealous, hatred, etc. Today I believe. I know Jesus has died for my sins, and it is my duty to live the life he has chosen for me, his will, not mine. And it is my duty to set a good example for the rest of persons on earth to see, and hopefully they'll believe in the afterlife as I do. And that's my testimony.
Can we just pause for a moment? So Renee shared a little bit of this 2 day time where you were just praying and sounded to me like wrestling with God. And so I could be wrong, but I was wondering in my heart if there's not someone in the room that relates to that part of the story. And I just want you to know toward the end of the service, we'll have a time where we can pray. But if you feel like that's me, you're trying and you're wrestling and you feel like you want to be in heaven, but you're close to hell and all that, I just want to carve out just a moment. Following the service, just come up and we will pray that you'll be courageous and God will intervene and all those things. Okay? Matt, come on up. Matt is not going to be sharing because he just had surgery on his vocal cords. So Renee is going to share Matt's story and he's going to like pantomime that. No, his job is to not talk, so he's not going to talk. So this is Matt's testimony.
Hi, this is my fiancé, Matt. His testimony goes like this. I started very young at 14 to chase a dream about being a rock and roll star. At age 15, I started drinking alcohol and had a girlfriend. One day, she told me she was pregnant. We decided to run away and start a life on our own. We stole a car and ran away. Gone for 2 weeks, ended up in Texas. The Texas Rangers tried to pull me over for speeding. I tried to outrun them. They set up a roadblock and used shotguns to shoot the car. That's when I stopped and gave up. I followed the path of drugs and alcohol until I was age 24. I read the Bible and became moved to go to church. I asked Jesus to come into my life and save me. I was instantly changed. With Jesus in my life, I was able to beat drugs and alcohol. I became very successful in my job and now run a multi-million-dollar company. God has taught me to be the example and help show the way for others. My fiancé asked me lots of questions about myself when we were learning about each other. For me, the most important question that she had asked was, would I go to church with her?
Thank you, guys.
Luciano. Everybody say hi, Luciano.
There's a whole fan. We didn't make an announcement. I guess you can bring your fan club if you want. Right up here. Go ahead.
There's a saying that goes, how do you know if someone has run a marathon? The answer is, don't worry, they will tell you. Beyond any marathon or race I've ever ran, none compares to my journey in finding Jesus. We as highly dedicated runners train and condition our bodies to peak for a certain race, spend countless hours, days, months analyzing every minuscule detail. It's through my love and dedication of running that I came to Jesus. Before Jesus, while still running, I was lost and living in sin, doubt. I recognized who Jesus was, but I never sought him out until I came across a bump in the road, literally and metaphorically. I always told myself, next week I'll go to church. Oh, I'm too busy. Maybe next week for sure. Week after week, time passed by. And then one day, I befriended some local runners in South Bend. I remember specifically last September, mid-run, one of them asked me if I believed in Jesus and if I attended church. The answers were yes and no. It wasn't until the beginning of this year that I started attending the Vineyard. Even so, while attending church, I still felt a void within me. Until one day, Jesus used Pastor Mark Pope to speak to me. This past Easter Sunday, I stood in this very auditorium as he asked for people wanting to ask for Jesus' forgiveness to come forward, those with heavy burdens and needing prayer. I wanted to, but I hesitated, until he spoke the words, "Don't let pride be the reason you go to hell. It's a real foolish reason." Those words broke through to me, and I instantaneously began to cry. The burden I was carrying felt lifted as I made my way up to the front, each heavy step feeling lighter and lighter. Since then, I have been walking and sometimes running with Jesus. I will continue to do so long as he gives me the strength. I found my way back to Jesus through running, thanks to the gangers, Chad and Shelley, and Ed McCullum.
Thanks, good job, buddy. Thank you.
So that's the little fan club thing happening over here. So, worship team, if you want to come up, we're going to do a kind of a final song here. Just to give you a heads up, after we get into the final song for a little while, there will be a break, and there's going to be an opportunity for anyone here to commit or recommit their life to Jesus. And so you'll know if God is calling you to a time of commitment for the first time, or maybe it's a recommitment. God is perfectly able to stir us, to speak to us in our emotions, to urge us. And so let me pray.
Thanks for listening to the Vineyard Church Weekly Message Podcast. We pray that you were impacted by this message. God bless, and see you next time.